So elementary schools are really key because that's where a lot of the learning's happening, right? You see middle school, high school behaviors can already become habits. And so we want to make sure that in elementary school, we really stress the importance of a welcoming environment and a safe school. And there are some ways to do that. For elementary schools, we talk about family diversity, right? We talk about I have two mommies, two daddies, one grandma, one grandpa, and there's some really excellent resources on curriculums that fit within the standards that meet state, requirements for teachers to use. And by using a book or a lesson plan that just highlights and is inclusive of LGBT families, is inclusive of single-parent homes, in elementary school, they get that. So-and-so loves this person, the elementary school level, they understand that. We talk about it in regards to families. But elementary school is where a lot of gender expression and gender identity is being explored. And statistically, we know in the work that we do, even in LA Unified School District, that we have young people who are expressing their gender nonconformity even before getting to kindergarten, first grade. Wanna be playing more with the girl toys or the boy toys and gender segregated activities. You have students who are showing that they're doing what maybe is not seen as typical. And that is where, and I think we're addressing a systemic change in an elementary school, making sure that we don't just have boy line and girl line. That we do people who like, I don't know, pink ice cream versus orange ice cream, that we choose ways of interacting with each other that are inclusive of everybody's gender expressions. And that is not just based on people not conforming to certain gender roles, but also our cultural backgrounds. It allows people to express who they are entirely. So we work in elementary a lot with curriculum because that allows you to use teachable moments and frame language that's positive, right? And not being mean and teasing people about being different, as well as using teachable moments around gender expression and when people are different. And in elementary school, we've seen that to be very successful.